Good morning. Thank you all for being here, our visitors and members alike. Certainly an encouragement to see so many people out Friday morning. It's like the brother said before, we could definitely be somewhere else, but we're all here in the house of the Lord. So who I have to talk about this morning, who we should not imitate, is old Cain. And we all know. Sorry about that. So we all know the story of Cain. Some Bibles even have the chapter heading as the first murder, first recorded murder. Cain kills Abel. But there are multiple lessons that we can take from the scripture besides the obvious one of do not murder your brother, or murder in general. It's not a good thing to do. So our study takes place in Genesis 4. I'll read verses 1 through 8, and then we'll recap. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I've gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his son, his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of his firstlings of the flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel. I'm sorry, let's stop at 7. Now in Genesis 4, verse 1 through 3, we learn three things about Cain. We learn who he is, the eldest son of Adam and Eve. We learn, two, what he does. He's a tiller of the ground, cultivator, or keeper, depending on what version you have. And third, we learn that he is a God-fearing man, as he is offering. He has made an offering unto the Lord. Now, in Genesis 4, Abel brings his offering. And the Bible specifies that when Abel brought his offering, he brought the best of what he could bring. And God rewarded him for that. It's mentioned that it was either the finest, the fat portions, or the first ones. Now, Genesis 5, we have Cain's reaction, his disappointment, and his anger. The King James Version has it written, Cain was wroth and his countenance fell. The ASV, he's very angry, his face was downcast. In the Amplified Version, he's extremely angry and he looked annoyed and hostile. Now, these two brothers, you could think back to when you were younger if you had siblings. There's always a sibling rivalry, whether it's something major or minor. Sometimes brothers don't get along, but it's slightly different when it's God. Immediately following this reaction, we see a very important conversation with the Lord take place in verses 6 and 7, particularly in verse 7. The Lord tells Cain, if you do well, will you not be accepted? If you do not do well, sin crouches at the door, and its desire is for you, but you must master it. Here we have the lesson from God. God knows all, especially Cain's heart, just as he knows ours. I titled this lesson, Falling Short. As we see from Cain during his offering, his conversation with God, and ultimately in the next two verses, as he's overcome with that very anger that very sin that God tells him about, and he kills his brother Abel in the field. When God asks Cain, where is his brother? He then proceeds to lie to God and tell him, and God issues his judgment. Dealing with sin can be a battle. The Lord made it very clear that sin has the ability to overcome us, as it did Cain. And when we deal with our own anger, our own issues, let's not imitate Cain, his choices that he made. But in those moments of weakness, ask for prayer and understanding and forgiveness. Turn with me to 1 Peter 4, verse 8. Above all things, have ye fervent charity among yourselves, for charity or love shall overcome a multitude of sins. I'll close the lesson in Proverbs, chapter 24. Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. For their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Though wisdom is an house built, by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in multitude of counselors there is safety. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He opened not his mouth in the gate. He that devises to do evil shall be called a mischievous person. The thought of foolishness is sin, and the scorner is an abomination to men. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Thank you for your attention.